Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Kristen. May I please have your last name to further assist you?
Sharp, S-H-A-R-P.
And may I please have your zip code?
48183.
48183. Yeah. Okay, just a moment. Okay, last name Sharp, S-H-A-R-P, and then that's 48183, correct?
Correct.
Okay, do you have an account with us?
I thought I did. I ordered it and it all went through, and then as I was looking at the receipt that emailed me, it said like your subscription and that it was coming again in a month, and I didn't realize I was signing up for a subscription. So I went back in to try to cancel it because I don't really want to do that. I just wanted to order the product one time. And then when I went in to cancel the subscription, it then canceled my order. So I was calling to see, I just want to order the product once and not be on a subscription. Is that the only way your company operates, that you have to be on a subscription?
No, you can order it without the subscription. What's your first name, ma'am?
It was under clearance.
C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E?
Correct.
Last name Sharp, S-H-A-R-P, correct?
Yeah. When I canceled the product, I don't know if it took me out of the whole thing, or because it looked like it said your order's canceled. So like I'm not even going to get it one time now.
Okay. Do you have the order number by chance?
It was SH. I think it was 84881. Let me check. I wrote it down. Yeah, 84881.
And then it was SH in the front of that?
Correct.
Just a few more moments, okay? Because even if you would have ordered and it would have canceled the order, it would still pull up that order. What is the name of the product that you ordered?
The cryo-free CBD roll-on.
Okay.
I mean, it emailed me and, I got like the confirmation and all that.
Right. Can I have that email?
But I immediately went back in. What's that?
Can I have that email address, please?
HARDIN. 1229@yahoo.com.
Just a moment. What What is, and do you remember the last four digits of the credit card that was due?
It might be 2879. I'm not sure. 879. It's not showing like the order history. Even if someone cancels, it doesn't have it in the system.
Yeah, even if the account was canceled, it would show you. That's why I'm trying to still locate something. I'm not sure why it's not pulling up anything with any of this information. So give me one. I'm going to let my supervisor try pulling it as well. And did you order off of the actual OMAX site?
What's that?
Did you order off of OMAX website?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says order number confirmed, OMAX Health. Thank you for your purchase. We're getting your order ready to be shipped. We'll notify you when it's been sent. View your order. Yep, SH84881. Thank you. Your order is confirmed. I mean, I got that email.
That's the
Yeah. I got another email, though, that after I canceled my subscription that said that my order was canceled.
Okay, just a moment.
Okay.
A few more moments, okay?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not ready immediately. It'll take several hours.
I know.
You want it for later?
But after dinner.
I'm still here, just a few more moments.
Okay. I don't know. It was in there. What'd you do with it?
I set it there for a couple of days.
So Daddy put it somewhere?
Okay, so my supervisor is still looking over the account. And your email address is Carden1229@yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay, this email address is matching someone named Marla Garten.
Well, yeah, that's me. The account I put under my grandpa because that's where it was going, and I just did the billing address to me.
Okay, so that's why we were not able to locate the account. It wasn't under the name that was being provided. So I do see where it was for the cryo-free CBD. Give me one moment.
Oh, because when I entered all my information in, it looked like it was going to send it to me. So and then I went back up to the top and put my grandpa's information so it would go to him. And then I just put the billing under my name. So the
okay.
biller is the account person?
Right. So
Just
give me a second. You're fine. And you're wanting to just order one time, correct?
Correct.
Okay, just a moment.
Yeah, I might reorder it, but I don't want to have to be worrying about if I forget or, I mean, he's in a different state. Like, I don't want it to just keep coming, you know, without me knowing. Like, I'll forget about it. I don't even know if he's going to like it or use it. And I have too much going on to try to remember.
Just a moment. Okay, now keep in mind, the product does help to improve your sleep and relieve your stress. And if you would like, I can place this account on hold for a while to give you time to try the product, just to see if it is something you want to continue with.
I mean, but then that would require me to address canceling it. Like I don't want to have to worry about it. Like, I just want to order it. If I want to decide to order it again, I'll go back online and order it. I don't want to be a part of any type of, even if it's paused, I don't want to be in a subscription.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I just didn't want you to miss out on the lower price if it's something you did want to continue with. That's all.
Is it 10 or 20% off, or how does?
Yeah, if you were on a subscription, you actually do receive the product at a lower price, and you can receive it every 60 days, every 90 days, however you do want to receive it.
What's the discount?
Let me check it for you. Give me a moment, okay?
For me. Oh, okay. Oh, it's not across the board.
I'm still here, just looking over the different prices that we have.
It looks like it was advertised for like 34, but then when I checked out, it was only 27. So I'm assuming that's...
Right, sometimes there are different prices in this system. Now, I also do want to let you know the order for today, it wasn't canceled out. So that order wasn't canceled. So you can still receive that order without receiving any future orders if you would like.
Oh, well, the email said it said your subscription order has been canceled.
Yeah, it's still showing that you are billed $27.96. I'm going to make sure, maybe it was telling you the subscription has been canceled. Let me go double check that.
Your OMIC subscribe and save order has been canceled at your request. So I don't know if that's just the subscription.
I'm going to check to see if it was, it's probably just the subscription.
Oh,
let me check on
it. And then it says underneath, it says products canceled. And it has the freeze, cryo freeze. Product canceled. But I don't know. Again, that could just be the subscription for it. Yeah, double check.
I'm going to check on it for you just a moment, okay?
Mm-hmm. So I think that appointment's at 2:15. So I'll probably leave at 1:45.
What are you talking about?
That appointment's at 2:15.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so it canceled out the subscription. That is what was canceled.
Okay.
But you'll still receive your order.
Oh, okay. It seemed that way. All right, that's what I wanted to make sure.
Yes,
and it's
ma'am.
Going to 3856.
Let me go back and double check. I don't want to give you the wrong information here. Right, 3856 Harrison Trenton.
Mhm. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
All right then. So then there's no subscription, and the one-time order is still in.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Omax Health. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.